Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we taught that we should not care what man thinks of us. It is what God thinks of us that matters. Let's start the week at that point today. Foundation for the Bible stands. The world is not set. So people get used to that kind of an idea where you can change from one moment to the next. But God changes not. And His word is always kept. And so that's the great thing about it. And so there's no reason to worry about what the world thinks, because it's not worth the effort. See, a meek person develops towards himself a sense of humor. And he learns to say, so you've been overlooked. They've placed someone else before you. They've whispered that you are pretty small stuff after all. And now you feel hurt because the world is saying about you the very things you've been saying about yourself. Only yesterday you were telling God that you were nothing. A mere worm of the dust. Where is your consistency? Come on. Humble yourself and cease to care what men think. But by all means, think highly and very much of what God thinks. That's what's all important. And that's very important. What does God think? So, when we just read that verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, you or no one else calls the shots for salvation. Only God. Now, just so you know, again, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. That's the only way, my friend. Acts 4:12. There's none other name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved. That's the name of Jesus. Remember, in John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, too often we stop right there and don't read the next verse. Even to them that believe on his name sounds great. Which were born, as the verse 13 begins, which were born. Not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You see, you're not born a Christian because your parents were Christian. Some Jews have felt that they were going to heaven because they were born a Jew. No. Every man has to repent and believe the gospel. And there are Christians that believe they're going to heaven because they grew up in a Christian home. No. Every person has to have a personal salvation, acceptance, or reception of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So it's not of blood, nor the will of the flesh. Well, I'm going to work, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And boy, I'm going to do the best I can. Look at what I'm going to do. I'm going to give a lot of money, and I'm going to do this. You do a lot of good works. You do a lot of charitable work, and those are good things. Not knocking that they're bad things. I'm just saying they are good things, but they don't get you to heaven. Only the blood of Jesus. And he said, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. Men devise all kind of new stratagems, philosophies, and various ideas of salvation. Somehow or another, it ends up tying in with you blessing them instead of them blessing you. Okay. And then they just have so many things, different steps to go. And so you don't really know if you're saved or not by going into those things. But they make you feel good sometimes about yourself. But it's not to make us feel good. It's to know by faith that God is your Savior. Now, he says, he that hath the Son hath life. How do we know? God, who cannot lie, has given his record, his affirmation, his oath that he cannot negotiate out of. This, then, is an actual statement of faith. He that hath the Son hath life. Now, people do like to think, however, doing the best you can, you gave to some kind of religious or charitable group a large amount, more than a tenth, and they think their good will outweigh their bad, but they never find that in the Word of God. A good God would not send anyone to hell. Well, what saith the Scripture? See, it's not the will of man. Man doesn't decide what salvation is or not. The Bible tells us what it is. So, not only do you understand that you can't work your way to heaven, but you don't determine the way of salvation. That's the Bible. You must humble yourself regardless of who you are. Humble yourself. Now, listen, I want to say that again. You must humble yourself regardless of how good people think you are. Repent and believe the gospel. Now, a lot of people think, well, I'm all right. Look, the Bible is filled with unlikely candidates for salvation. As far as man's perspective is concerned, it could be Rahab the harlot. But yet, she's in the ancestral line of the human Jesus Christ. It can be the woman at the well who had had five husbands, and the man that she's living with is not her husband, just an old out-and-out slut. It can be the thief on the cross who never did a good work before he died. His salvation experience took place right there on the cross. It can be Moses, the murderer. And that's just naming a few. You see, with God, there is no respect of person. But he desires all to come to him. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all, that's every human being, but that all should come to repentance. That's his desire, but because he's given us a free will, you have to decide to accept it or reject. 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4, that says, God, who would have all men to be saved, God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, you either believe that or you call God a liar. But his blood atonement was not limited. Whosoever will may come, whosoever believeth in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Now, that's God's promises, not Andy Bloom's. That's God's. You either accept God's promise or you reject it. That's up to you. I cannot make you accept or reject any promise of God. But I will tell you this. It is not wise to reject his promises, okay? So I would encourage you to accept his promise. Now, he that hath the Son hath life. Again, God, who cannot lie, has given us his record. So we must understand that, believe that. No one else has life in himself. No one. He is the creator. And here is the importance of believing in creation instead of evolution. In evolution, God is actually the creation of the mind of man. In creation, man and everything is created by God in six literal 24-hour days. John chapter 1, verse 3 says this about him. And this is speaking of Jesus Christ. Without him was not anything made that was made. And if you have any doubts whether that's referring to Jesus, he said in verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But you see, that is so simply stated, it's not difficult to understand. Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh, and he created the heaven and the earth. God created everything. And that's why it's important to believe in creation. How can you believe, if you believe in evolution, that there's an almighty God? How do we come to the understanding of an almighty God if there's not a creation? You see, evolution, things evolve, and so man in his mind says, well, there is a God. And usually they develop it to a point of, well, God created us, and he's kind of an agnostic attitude. He created us, and he kind of put some things in order, but after he set it in order, he kind of lets it go and lets it operate itself, and they decide on how to get to heaven. No, the Bible tells us how to get to heaven. That's why God's word is preserved. And these people that say, well, it's preserved in all the manuscripts are people that will take the corrupted manuscripts and put them together with the right manuscripts and just say, well, let's put them all together. Let's take out some of the things that we want out of there. Isn't that interesting that they want the blood out of there? I mean, Colossians 1:14, if they use their manuscripts, in whom we have forgiveness of sin, but it doesn't put in through his blood in those that translate from those other manuscripts. Why would you put arsenic with a medicine that will heal you? It'll have the opposite effect. Instead of heal, it will kill. Don't mix arsenic with a medicine that is supposed to cure you. And that's what you're doing when you take these scriptures of corrupted text and use them and try to replace the true word of God. And it's the true word of God because he preserved it. He says he did, and you've got to call him a liar to believe it's not preserved. He said from this generation. Isn't generations on earth? Heaven doesn't have generations. Generations are on earth. So from this generation, he's saying this generation on earth. In heaven, it's a record. On earth, it's a preserved thing because men don't see it as a settled record because men argue about it all the time. But in record of heaven, it is sure. So he created life. He breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. Then only he can give eternal life.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.